Well, Coach, how do you evaluate that first evaluation game tonight?
It was a bit of a grinder out there. There wasn't a lot of flow to that game, and I think that was by design. Both teams are looking to become better defensive hockey clubs, so there wasn't a lot of plays up and down the ice at all. Wasn't a lot of shots from the slot, but it covered off pretty good. We gave up a little more from their blue line than we'd probably like, but a good grinder.
Who are some of the guys on your side that caught your attention?
Oh, that's a good question. I liked our goalie. I thought he was it was good to see Eric. You know, our goalies haven't seen a lot of work in those first few days because of the styles of drills that we've been running, so I liked our goaltender. Here's the problem. I give you two or three, and I'm breaking three or four hearts in there, and it's not fair, right? So there's some young guys that I got to look at that I kind of liked, and there's some guys that maybe didn't have great games, but I don't think it was because they're not good players. It's the way they play. Exhibition hockey doesn't necessarily suit their game. I was all right with it. There's the things that I was hoping to see from players I don't know really well. So some of the veteran guys in the league that are new to my team, I liked what I saw there an awful lot. And I like what I hear on the bench. I like the way they're interacting with their teammates. Big part of what those guys do for a living.
So it was good. Working on your transition defense, Paul, how do you think that translated for the first game, essentially?
Yeah, overall, not too bad. You know, it's hard, Ken, to judge because, you know, they got two NHL lines in there, but the transition is completely different with NHL back end and guys that can handle it and move it. So, you know, how many times did we give up the line that I didn't think we had to? Well, not too many. We had some sort outs in our line changes and things, but I think that D had the idea that we want to have there. So not bad.
Junis seemed to stand out a little bit. I mean, just a couple plays, one through the neutral zone, one where he drew the penalty. I mean, yeah, he's one of the young guys.
Yeah. And then gets that. Yeah, well, he would be a guy that I think we've known right from the time we've got him. We think we've got a really good character guy here. So, gritty player. Maybe a better way to put that. He's got good character, but not that the other players don't. But he's got some bite to his game and then enough hands that we think we're going to have a guy here that might be able to play up the lineup. Not necessarily in that kind of pure skill idea, but a guy with a conscience on the line who plays hard and has got some hands on him.
It was tough on his own speed tonight, but it seemed to create the one chance. It seemed to create the penalty.
I was fine with all the speed that I saw. I did not expect our hockey team to skate very well in here tonight. They've had three heavy days, right? So we on ice test them, and then those next two are an hour and a half of grinding start to finish. So I thought you could see kind of in the third period that we came off a little bit, but I expected that. I thought those young guys especially, you know, they haven't developed their tank yet. They're not at their physical peak. I thought they were grinding through it.
Tucker looks solid, steady.
Fit man skates well, closes the gap. Some of the things that we're working on with our defense are kind of built for his game. He can get across the ice. He can close the gap. He's got a good stick. I would agree with that. I liked his game.
He looks like he talks to his third camp. He doesn't say make or break for him, but I mean he says it's time for him
to get to a level to be an option. Right, to feel that you're not hiding him on the ice, that against the right match he can perform.
Was that second goal one of those teachable moments you touched on this morning? It looked like the communication was good at the beginning on the switch, but neither guy took Nugent Hopkins?
So that one, we'll take a look at actually the neutral zone to how it happened, and then we feel we've touched a puck there that we can control. So we've got a turnover that causes, and almost all of this game is transition. So when you touch the puck and you turn it over, you go from breakout position to D zone, and in that gap, that's where the bad things happen.
Yeah.